Welcome to the PodTech.net MaxStore podcast. We're here with Ben Castro, Senior Manager of Marketing, the MaxStore Branded Products Group. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Hello.
So you guys obviously have a huge backup focus and in the consumer small business space where you guys are bringing in storage and making it easy to use. Talk about the importance of backup and why using external storage versus like CDs and all these other tools.
Sure. So with consumers today, their digital portfolio is growing. So with camcorders, with cameras, with their music selection, their own digital library is growing. So they need to be able to back that up. So we have instances today where their computers crash, or they need and they need access to that data, but they're not able to access their memories or their music. So with external backup, with one-touch backup, it automatically backs up your music, your files, your videos, anything. To an external drive.
I get this question all the time from people who have small business, which everyone's doing these days. I mean, a lot of people starting businesses, small businesses from law specialty type companies, the cost of an IT department. I mean, you know, they get DSL, they get Comcast, and you know, increase the speeds. But I mean, just the IT costs to come in and manage storage. With this backup, there's not a lot of intervention. Talk about the ease of use.
Sure. So, you know, as a small business owner, you want to focus on growing your business. You don't want to worry about backing up data. And so with one-touch backup, it makes it simple and easy to use. So right out of the box, you plug it into your computer, you install the CD, push the button, and you're ready to go. And from that point on, it backs up your data every night at 10 automatically.
What are some of the features? You got a new product, the OneTouch 3. It's an external and backup solution. What are some of those features?
So the OneTouch 3, we're very happy with it, very proud of it. It's our fourth generation OneTouch. And it builds upon the simple and ease of use of backing up your data. Some of the added features are a better industrial design. So when you actually see the design, it fits well on your desk in the office or in the living room. Also has a better user interface.
Yeah. So what is the cost and the capacities? I mean, talk about some of the numbers there.
Sure. So with our OneTouch 3, we have capacities ranging from 100 gigabytes all the way to 1 terabyte.
Wow.
So 1,000 gigabytes. And we're looking at USB only, USB 2 and FireWire 400, and also USB 2, FireWire 400, and FireWire 800, so our triple interface. And those range anywhere from $199 to $899.
Well, you guys have a lot of experience. You talk about fourth generation. Talk about some of the design issues and what is the importance of, as you guys have learned, obviously more features are coming across. You mentioned design earlier and form factors, and what is that all about?
So we've made it a point to make people aware to back up their data because their pictures or videos, it's very important to them. What's important is that in the design, it has to be reliable. It has to withstand being moved around from room to room. It has to keep relatively cool. So you have a lot of moving parts, you have a hard disk drive, you want to make sure that stays cool because that will help with the reliability of the drive.
And so, reliability is always key. I mean, you can't have a backup drive failing.
You can have a backup and it will fail, it won't do any good.
And talk about, like, you know, for the networking environment, small businesses, even the home, we were just talking earlier with the home digital home group within uh-huh. MaxStore. You guys have good presence and great product in, but networking environments, small businesses, and what is that? What are they facing and what are those features built in?
So with networking, I think what we're seeing a lot, starting with a home and moving over to small businesses with more computers within an office, and they want those networked. But now what they do is by adding more computers, they're adding more complexity in terms of how do I back up all those computers on that network. So we have a solution called the MaxStore Shared Storage Drive that allows you to back up all of those clients on the network, just as simple as it is on our OneTouch product line.
So talk about the form factor. Briefly hint about some of the things that might be coming up. But
sure.
You know, what size are we talking about generally for the people out there that are looking at?
So the OneTouch product line is a desktop product. It uses a 3.5-inch hard disk drive. For the most part, sits on your desk. But we're finding a lot of people are being mobile. We're seeing laptops selling more than desktops, and people want to take their data with them. So as the market goes there, you'll certainly see MaxStore in that space.
And in terms of like the storage redundancy, is there like RAID solutions? Is there?
Good question. So with the 1 terabyte version, which is 2 500 gig drives, that is our MaxStore OneTouch 3 Turbo Edition. And what that allows you to do is you can either stripe it and take advantage of the full 1 terabyte, or you can mirror the data. So
talk about striping for a minute. That's when you actually put data on different drives.
Exactly.
So you're striping it.
Exactly. If 2 500 gigs allows you to take up the full 1 terabyte capacity, but it is also takes advantage of the speed. So folks that are dealing with multimedia applications can take advantage of the faster throughput, especially through FireWire 800. And then folks that want to protect their data will configure the Turbo Edition in a mirrored configuration.
So in case one goes down, they have a backup.
Exactly.
So the backup of the backup.
Exactly.
So obviously the 1 terabyte was either total power user, power family, or small business.
Absolutely. So for folks that are dealing with their financial numbers, accounting firms, people that want to make sure that all their data is secure, they should certainly look at the Turbo Edition and configure it for a mirrored configuration.
So what's the profile of the ideal client or customer size, small business, if you will, from Maxtor's perspective, to have that 1 terabyte? 15-person company?
Yeah,
30? Do you see general trends there?
So we're looking at generally folks under 20 employees. We're looking at small office, SOHO, like you mentioned earlier, IT. Folks that don't have a dedicated IT person. They're focused on growing the business but don't necessarily have the resources to manage a backup.
So the 1 terabyte's perfect for them. Can they add another 1 terabyte? So let's say, can I add another 1 terabyte
Absolutely.
To it?
Absolutely. So you have 2 terabytes onto that. You can either daisy chain it using FireWire 800, or if you have an available USB ports or FireWire 400, you can also add to that as well.
So obviously you're so close to the whole backup storage, small business. What are some of the things that you've seen just out in the marketplace that you could share with folks out there about backup? Obviously, everyone knows that, you got to do it, but they usually kind of wait and then get burned. But what are some of the things you can talk about that you've seen?
Sure. So it's a fairly simple process. You're right. People don't do it today. People don't realize that they need backup until the very last minute when their computer crashes. So what they need to do is find a solution that is simple to use. So out of the box, they're able to set it up within a 3-step process. Within 5-10 minutes, they're up and running. That's very important. You want to be able to back up your entire data set so that whenever your computer crashes, you can always restore that data. You want it to be automated. You don't want to have to, for example, people today back up to a CD or a DVD, and that's manual. You want it to be automated so that it automatically backs up either every night or every week.
Talk about this rotate backup.
So what we advocate is being able to, beside the automatically backup your data, is have 2 sets of backups. And what that means is you can have 2 one-touches today, and you can rotate those backups. So you do a full set on, let's say, one-touch A, and you do another full backup set on one-touch B. You can take that second backup, second one-touch, and rotate that and move that off-site. And let's say every month you bring the second one-touch in, and it'll automatically recognize when it last left off. That way you always have an off-site backup in case something happens to your office.
Fire, disaster,
fire,
flood.
Theft. You always have access to a backup set off-site.
I mean, that's a high-end feature for a small business.
It's amazing. When we were at a focus group in Florida, all the business owners were asking for this. They compared us to tape, and the one obstacle we had versus tape was that we could not take it off-site. And so when we told them that our software recognizes rotating backups.
This firm's out there that charged thousands of dollars for that service.
All you need is a second one-touch.
So talk about, just in general, this setup. I mean, what's it like in terms of, is it expertise-wise? Is it pretty much turnkey? Can an admin do it? Does someone have to come in and attack? And also talk about when they can install this. You make it sound like they can just drop it at any time. They don't need to do a whole redesign of their network.
Oh, no, absolutely not. So I'll talk about 2 of them. So with OneTouch, it's simple. It's as simple as you insert the CD into your CD-ROM drive, follow the on-screen prompts, and then it'll prompt you to connect using a cable, so let's say USB, into your computer, push the button, and then you're up and running. And the same can be said also for our Maxtor Shared Storage Plus, our network drives.
So Ben, let's talk about some really kind of high-end features that are out there that you've been talking about. Some high-end features like system rollback and syncing. I mean, the user behavior is changing in the home. I mean, people are always mobile. They have laptops now, and Everyone always is worried about where's my data, but also syncing up things, got devices. Talk about how this fits in.
Absolutely. So what's great with sync is with OneTouch 2, we found out that our customers actually use their OneTouch between two computer locations, one at home and one at work. So with sync, what we allow you to do is using OneTouch, you automatically synchronize the data that is between two computers. So for example, at work, I want to synchronize my docs. That will automatically be synced to my OneTouch, and when I bring it home for the weekend, it'll automatically sync to my home computer. So this is great. So we have mobile folks that are mobile, and they use their OneTouch to transfer data between two work locations.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about driving back to the office to get there, pick up the things if something went wrong. It just syncs up to their kind of where they're hanging out at
Absolutely.
That time.
That's great, though, because there's people that use flash drives today, thumb drives. And the amount of work that they need to work on, especially creative professionals who have large multimedia presentations or large videos that they need to work on, they can't use a thumb drive to transfer that data. So they use our OneTouch to transfer work in between.
Yeah, and they just carry it with them. I mean, like I carry around my 1 gig flash drive.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a piece of cake. It's very convenient, but for onesie, twosie files, not for integrity,
big productions,
and also backup and things of that nature. What about system rollback?
So system rollback, what we've noticed are anyone that uses a Windows computer, they'll know that if they're attacked by adware, spyware, or over time, that their computer system just slows down to a crawl. And so what system rollback does is it takes advantage of the engine that's in Windows XP and is able to roll your computer system back to a point in time when it was running smoother. So before adware attacked your computer.
It's like putting it to a state when it was healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's built into the drive?
We built that into our software.
So as you close to the ground to all this stuff here and close to all the trends, what do you see backup going in the next couple of years in terms of form factor, functionality, performance? What's your view there?
So I...
Without divulging any secrets, but just from your personal opinion, I mean, you work with focus groups and you talk to consumers all the time.
The key is, and we have that today, the key is for it to be automated. I think if the less people have to think about it, the more they'll use it. So I think it'll continue to evolve into that. Hopefully we'll have more people that actually do backup. I think we're also looking at people that want to access their data wherever they are. So either within their home network, when they're at work, possibly even sharing their data. And that could be either the backup set or sharing a photo album.
Just a remote, I'm saying performance, remote access, all these great ease of use things.
Absolutely.
Really, ease of use, you're saying, is really a big thing.
It's very key. I mean, for people to back up today, they need to be simple.
Yeah.
And so there are solutions today that don't make it simple, but where OneTouch focuses on is making it simple for you.
We're here at Ben Castro from Maxtor talking about some of the trends and backup awareness issues that people need to know and your solution with the OneTouch family and all the great features for small businesses. The 1 terabyte killer, you can add another one, Cascade on top of that.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. Thanks for the podcast.
Thank you.